Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 26th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy once again today to share a spiritual message with you to hopefully encourage you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's message is titled, Pure Spiritual Milk. Scripture text is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3.
Like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
One of the joys of driving through the country is barn art, large mural-like paintings on barns. Yesterday I passed a large dairy farm and spotted the photo I used with today's message on the website. When I saw the photo, it gave me a craving for some milk, and later that afternoon I stopped by a Sonic drive-in for a vanilla malted milkshake.
Well, many years ago I recall an ad for a toothpaste that claimed to have a very unique quality. Apart from brushing your teeth, it claimed that after you brushed your tongue with a special toothpaste, it would decrease your appetite. Now, for anyone having a hearty appetite, such as Stephen and me, this just sounds like something we may need. But interestingly, we haven't heard of the toothpaste since then or seen it in the stores.
Well, actually, I did find it on the web today, and I'm not sure it's something to be taken seriously or not. I actually have the link up. Appetite can be both good and bad. We once cared for a little boy from Guatemala who had a very serious heart disease. When Abair came to our home, he was 18 months old but weighed only 13 pounds. He was diagnosed with a condition known as failure to thrive, among other things, and he had very little appetite. He was so physically weak he couldn't even sit up on his own. Thank God he improved dramatically following his heart surgery. We had the pleasure of returning him to his family in Guatemala in much better condition than when he came to us.
Spiritual appetite is an issue we deal with regularly as Christians. There are phases when our appetite is great. When the things of God are new to us, we just can't seem to get enough. There are times of intense hunger where each word of the scriptures seem to jump off the page. However, as we grow older in our walk and become more familiar with spiritual realities, many will testify to a declining appetite. I've read that scripture passage many times, or I've heard the pastor speak on that topic already, are but a couple of thoughts that might cross our minds.
The Apostle Peter has a powerful word for all believers in today's passage. A healthy newborn has a ravenous appetite. We had guests for dinner last night who had a 3-month-old baby. We were enjoying our dinner together when all of a sudden the baby, Vea, let her mom and dad know she was hungry. It didn't go without our notice either, as was her intent. Peter calls his readers to have this same appetite for pure spiritual milk. Sincere milk of the word, as the King James Version puts it. The underlying Greek word translated crave means to intensely crave or to desire greatly.
Well, frankly, we know what this craving means when it comes to physical food. Stephen pictures in his mind a big bowl of New England clam chowder at Lindsay's restaurant near Cape Cod, or
a big platter of burnt ends at Arthur Bryant's Barbecue in Kansas City, Missouri. I also know what it means spiritually, but admittedly deal with a fluctuating spiritual appetite. Wouldn't it be great to have a bottle of holy ointment to stimulate our spiritual appetite? Well, this is calving season all throughout farms in our area, and I have a picture on the site today of a newborn calf just moments after its birth. And one of the characteristics of a newborn calf is that hunger to feed. Spiritual hunger is a vital sign of spiritual health as well. Peter illustrates this hunger with the analogy of a newborn baby and their craving for milk. He speaks of craving pure spiritual milk. I believe he's referring to the Word of God. This is the prime means of spiritual growth. It seems to me that Peter is making this appeal to all believers, not just new ones. Whether we're new in our faith or have walked with the Lord for many years, Like newborn babies, we are to crave spiritual milk. How's your appetite today?
Well, let's pray together. Jesus, you invite all to come and drink living water from the fountain of life. In drinking from your never-ending supply, it becomes a perpetual spring of living water as we are born of your Spirit. Enable us by the power of your Holy Spirit to hunger and thirst for the pure Word of God that feeds the soul. May our desires for worldly wisdom diminish as our desires for the eternal truths of your Holy Word increase. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Now we enjoy sharing the Word of God with you and the perspective from our lives. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you care to look at any of the photos we have up today, we do have a photo of that barn art I refer to, as well as the cow with her baby calf that I took a picture of right after the calf was born, and also a couple of pictures of friends that stopped by yesterday to see us, including the couple that had the baby. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.